Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Toby, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Many patients in hospital will have a urinary catheter inserted, and Cochrane reviews have examined a variety of aspects relating to their use. Gail Lusardi from the University of South Wales Pontypridd describes the July 2013 update of one of these looking at the use of antibiotics.
Urinary catheters are one of the most commonly used medical devices in healthcare, and some would say one of the most dangerous. Inserted into the normally sterile bladder, they can also introduce bacteria, even in short-term use. Studies have shown that urinary tract infection, otherwise known as UTI, accounts for approximately a third of all healthcare-associated infections, with 80% of these being catheter-associated urinary tract infection, or CAUTI. It has also been shown that a UTI can also lead to bloodstream infection, so potentially life-threatening. While there are already a number of strategies aimed at reducing CAUTI, including need assessment, evidence-based bundles of care, and early removal of the catheter, we assessed if giving antibiotics to prevent CAUTI in short-term catheter use is effective. Our review should be of interest to those who insert urinary catheters, those who prescribe antibiotics, infection prevention professionals, and medical colleagues. In updating this review, which was first published in 2005, we have added one study and excluded one study that was previously included. But, given the frequency of catheterisation in clinical care, it's surprising that there are still only 6 trials with a total of 789 participants that could be included. So, not large numbers to investigate the issue. As part of the update, we have significantly revised the review's content to reflect policy related to the use of antibiotics and the diagnosis of CAUTI. In all but one study, the primary outcome and diagnosis of UTI was based on bacteria in the urine rather than widely used definitions that include both bacteria and clinical symptoms to diagnose. We didn't include studies where there had been surgery on the urinary tract itself, because trauma to the tract can increase the risk of infection, and these groups of patients are studied separately in another Cochrane review. We also didn't include studies where prophylaxis was given on removal of the catheter, but plan to add these into the next update. We weren't able to do a meta-analysis on all 6 studies because of differences in their methods and participants, but we can say with confidence that there is sufficient evidence that giving antibiotic prophylaxis reduced the amount of bacteria in the urine, especially in surgical patients. However, in practice, making sure that antibiotics are used prudently in order to prevent the development of resistant bacteria is key to preventing all healthcare-associated infection. Of the 6 types of antibiotics used in the trials we reviewed, significant resistance has already been seen in urines globally for one of these groups, and 2 of the other antibiotic groups are linked to antibiotic-associated diarrhea, namely Clostridium difficile, that has led to their prescription already being significantly restricted in clinical practice. Outside of the randomised trials we included in this review, things have moved on since it was first published. And while there is evidence of benefits, this needs to be counted against the risks of routinely prescribing antibiotics. Antibiotics should not be used to counter poor hygiene practices. Looking into the future, we recommend that further research should focus on the use of prophylactic antibiotics in high-risk patients, such as those with lowered immunity, implants, and surgery on the urinary tract. We also recommend that future studies should use a standardised definition of UTI in diagnosis.
To explore the existing research in more detail and to watch for further updates if new studies become available, you can find Gail's full review at thecochranelibrary.com.